Now to the parliamentary elections in Pakistan. They're set for Monday. Those elections had been delayed over and over again. The latest delay was caused by Benazir Bhutto's assassination in late December. We're joined now by Bilal Qureshi. He's working for NPR on a Kroc Fellowship. He just returned from a reporting trip to Pakistan. Bilal, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
You traveled to some of the major cities in Pakistan, Islamabad, Karachi, Lahore, and you spoke with some Pakistanis about the upcoming elections. Let's listen to a few of those people.
They're talking now about elections and going out to vote. Most of us really don't care because whether it's the PPP or it's the MQM or it's whatever party, we don't benefit.
We also need to look at our history. This place, this region has thrived under kings. Democracy is perhaps not the right institution for every part of the world.
I, for one, believe that there's no point in voting. At the end of the day, Musharraf holds all the cards in his hand and he'll do whatever the hell he feels like.
What worries me with these elections is there seems an absence of any mood that one can read. I sense a mood of silence.
Bilal, a mood of silence. These elections are getting big play here in the United States, and that surprises me. I would think a lot of people would be interested and excited to vote.
I think for many Pakistanis, that's really not the case. I think people in Pakistan have been so traumatized by everything that happened there last year. I mean, it really began at the beginning of the year when President Musharraf sacked the Chief Justice and you had a crisis in the judiciary. And then following that, you had kind of this back and forth between the military and the political establishment. You had attacks that began to affect the cities. And then at the end, you had Benazir Bhutto's death. I think many people are just so traumatized and sort of so overwhelmed by everything that's been going on that there was this mood of silence. And it was especially strange because, you know, Benazir Bhutto's posters still line many of the main avenues in the cities. And you have this larger-than-life presence that sort of still looms over the country, yet she's not there and there's really nobody else for people to rally behind. So I think that cynicism, that pessimism, and also just the trauma from last year had a lot to do with why it was actually very strangely quiet. There weren't any major political rallies. There weren't really any processions on the street while I was there. And people are just were very scared, too. That was a large part of the reason.
When you say scared, do you mean scared to actually go out and vote?
Well, less the voting, but more also just that I think many people might not know this, but suicide bombings are a very new phenomenon in Pakistani cities. It really began sort of a year to 2 years ago. And last year you had about, I think, 60 plus suicide bombings in the major cities in Pakistan. People are scared that there's violence on the streets and you just don't know what's going to happen when you leave your house. And that's a new thing for people. And I think that had a lot to do with the fear.
What are some of the main issues, main concerns of Pakistanis that you spoke with?
I think security. I mean, security, absolutely. I think there's this dread that this war along the border with Afghanistan in the so-called tribal belt is now creeping into the country's urban centers. And I think many blame that on President Musharraf. People don't quite understand, once again, like I said, how this war against extremism is going to affect people living in the cities. Of course, the economic situation is dire. I mean, there was a major wheat shortage last month when I was there. There were power cuts all over the place. And this is, you know, in 2008 in the major cities. Yet the discussion is almost always about the politics of power and not about the sort of bread and butter issues that really affect people on a day-to-day basis. And one more thing, which I think is a little harder to explain briefly, but I think Pakistan is as much an idea as it is a country. And for many people, this whole experience of last year has really led to an identity crisis. You know, there's a lot of questioning, what are we as a country? Where are we going? How does this all come together? And I think those aren't the kinds of things that are just going to be resolved by the elections on Monday.
Bilal Qureshi is an NPR Kroc Fellow. He just returned from a reporting trip in Pakistan. Bilal, thank you.
Thank you.